Welcome to the lab, where your second half is your best half. If you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, and you're ready to create a wild second half that makes you feel energized and alive, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Linda Ann Barber, and I'm going to share with you inspiration as well as interviews and real life transformation from women just like you who are unapologetically living a fulfilling second half. The second half of your life is an invitation to spark a new version of yourself. So let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome back to the Second Half Lab. I am just getting back and reacclimated to my life here in Denver. I just came back from a visit with my son in Texas. It was a surprise visit. He had no idea that I was coming. I conspired with his girlfriend. It was so funny when I pulled up and surprised him. I think like 2 hours, he just kept coming over and hugging me because he just didn't think that I was there. He's like, is this a joke? Are you real? So it was like a lot of fun. And we went to see Dr. Jordan Peterson and just had a lot of quality time. I was thinking back at that. And lately, I have been more aware of being present. And I've talked about this on other episodes, is really putting the phone down or putting away any distractions and being present and listening. And that's how I spent 2 days with him. And we cooked and we stained furniture. You know, my family was asking, like friends were asking, you know, what did you do? What did you do outside of seeing, you know, Dr. Peterson? That's what we did. We just cooked and cooked and we hung out in the garage and stained furniture and just talked. And it was wonderful. And of course, I miss him, you know, a lot, but I look forward to our next trip. I think he's coming here. So anyways, hello. And I want to talk today to you about something that may be that solution, that itch that you might be having that, geez, I did all this, but something is missing. And today we're going to talk about the difference between acting independent versus embodying independence. And I really believe that this will help you to realize like what that gap is for you. Be so proud that you've checked off these boxes, yet something is still missing. Although you're acting independent, there's something that you're still seeking. There's something that you're still dependent upon. And it's inside of embodying independence. So that's a big mouthful, but we're going to break it down. And, you know, let's start with like, what does independent mean? Think back about your childhood or your early years in your career or in your marriage. Think about all the things that you did that were independent. If I look back at my own childhood, I think I could say to you, yeah, I was independent. I bought my own clothes. I remember clothing myself as early as 10, 12 years old, prepping family meals, you know, acting independent, yet I wasn't free. I was seeking love. Look at what I did. I saved all my money and I was looking for like to be seen. So there's like an attachment there. So yes, I was acting independent, but I was still seeking. And in this case, I was seeking love. When I think about building a house at 21 or having a career where I was working 70 hours a week, I was acting independent. I was paving my own way, but something was missing. I wasn't free. I was seeking validation. I wanted someone to say how wonderful I was, how worthy, how enough I was. And then I was thinking about like my divorce. I divorced when my son was 4 years old. So it goes back a while. And I left the marital home. I was acting independent. I was like, okay, I got this. I felt that I was the stronger of the two. I'm going to leave the marital home. I'll act independent. But I wasn't free. I was in survival mode. I was scared that these independent actions were going to cause me to run out of money. I was waiting for the shoe to drop. So again, I wasn't free. And that's the missing gap here. We act independent, but we don't embody that freedom of independence, that freedom that offers excitement and energy and creativity and self-integrity and peace and confidence, especially the confidence. So what's the difference? A lot of these acts of independence are outward actions. I want you to think about independence as a feeling that you embody from the inside out. That's the difference between independent and independence. It's about acting independent from the outside, hoping to get something on the inside, only to feel like something is missing. The solution is to work from the inside out, and that is to embody independence. That's taking on the job or the client that you want, not the one that you have to, because you've realized, you recognize, you own your value. It's about knowing who you are, who God says you are, and worrying less about what others think or what others try to tell you who you are. It's about exercising your boundaries through courage and confidence instead of tolerating out of fear, thinking that you're going to get fired or you're going to be rejected. It's about knowing your worth and your enoughness, knowing that you create your reality and not relying on others' approval outside of validation. Independence is taking responsibility. And this is a lot to take on here. It's very, very rewarding, but this is your missing piece. This is the gap after checking off all the boxes and wondering, why am I still not fulfilled? This is about working from the inside out. And this independence requires you to take responsibility for yourself. And what I mean by that is recognizing that you create your reality, your feelings, your emotions. I want you to look at what you've created so far, what you attracted. We attract, whether we want it or not, we attract our reality based on our thoughts, based on our behaviors, our actions, our beliefs. We attract that. So sometimes it's not what we want. Sometimes it is. So when it is, it's because we're intentional. We're intentional and we're thinking about this inside out way of living. In order to do that, it's about having clarity on that future self that we've been talking about. It's about getting clear on what matters to you, your values. It's operating from that system. It's about knowing what you bring to the table. It's about having your own back. And I'm not talking about like from ego, because let me tell you something. I look back, I worked a lot. I had my own back. I don't need anybody. I didn't need my parents. I didn't need my ex. I didn't need my boss. I didn't need these people. I got this. I said that a million times. I got this. It was from ego. It was out of resentment and it was out proving myself. I was more hyper-focused on that outside validation. I was acting independent, hoping to goodness that I would get some validation to make me feel better. And I did it with resentment. I did it in exhaustion because I was constantly trying to prove myself. But having your own back says, I create my reality. I create my reality. And this allows you to release that codependency that you might have with your boss, a friend, a boyfriend, spouse. There was a time not long ago, I recognized that in my trip here to Denver, I acted independent. I packed up a house. I asked family and friends to come and help me, you know, pack up the truck. One of my best friends and I got behind the wheel and we drove across country. I was acting independent. While during that time, I still, inside me, I was still fearful that the shoe might drop. What if I get fired? What if the job that I came out here for is no longer, it's eliminated? What if I get out here and I miss all my friends and family and the sadness and loneliness is too much? There were a lot of questions because I was still relying on a boss in particular to give me the stability, to give me the assurance that I was good enough, that I was worthy. I was giving this person, and I'm not picking on him, he just happens to be the one that plays a role in this example that I'm giving you, is that I was giving this person way too much power as to how I was going to feel. So everything was coming from the outside in, and I never embodied independence. Embodying independence at this point would have said where I am today is that I created this. I attracted this opportunity based on my credentials. And yes, I had a piece of that, but I also had a great fear. And I put up with things during this process that I would never allow in my life today. I would have greater boundaries because I embody independence now. I know that I created my reality. And if I can create my reality, I can create it with my thoughts and my behaviors and my actions, and I can get clear on that and on my future self, and I can act from that so that I have my own back should the job be eliminated, should something happen, should somebody cross a boundary that doesn't align with me or steps over one of my values. But we tolerate a lot of things when we don't have this embodiment, this clarity that is so readily available to us. And many of us who have experienced trauma in our life and have been in survival mode, we don't even know that this is available to us. What are you tolerating? What is out of alignment for you? Where do you feel stuck? Where are you feeling not enough? And because of this, you're putting a job on a pedestal, a person on a pedestal, comparison on a pedestal, and not seeing yourself. When you start to see yourself, that's when you start this process of embodying independence, because that's when you know who you are. That's when you know who you are. That's when you start to value your values. That's when you start to recognize where your worth is, what you bring to the table, what your personal value is, what your professional value is, and where those boundaries are. And it's all in alignment. And you act from that, but you act from the inside out. And that is such a rewarding feeling. That's where everything that you're looking for, because it's so powerful, you get to create what you're looking for from others. That stability that you're looking for from others, you get to create that yourself with clarity. That love that you're looking for from others, you get to create that by having integrity with your values. Self-integrity. That validation you're looking for working long hours and working really hard and people-pleasing and prioritizing other people before yourself, that validation that you're looking for, you get to validate yourself. You get to see yourself, because that's what validation is. It's like you want someone to see you. And the reason I give you these examples and I know is because this was me. This was me. But the freedom is when you see yourself. And that is so readily available to you. The journey begins by prioritizing yourself. The journey begins by identifying your values, by setting minimum standards for what you're going to tolerate and no longer tolerate based on your future self in mind. When you exercise, when you embody this independence, you will begin to feel more freedom. And that freedom is that excitement, that energy, that creativity, self-integrity, self-respect, self-acceptance, confidence. That's the gap. When I work with a lot of women, and I even hear myself in my own coaching sessions, this is what we all are craving more of, is the freedom that comes from having your own back at a soul level, not an ego level, at a soul level. That soul level is working from the inside out, not the outside in that is filled with resentment and trying to prove yourself. Girl, I don't know about you. Actually, I'm going to say this to you. Starting today, if you're out proving yourself, please stop. You're enough. You're beautiful. All of who you are has gotten you this far in life. And you've only just started to peel back the layer. There's so much more. When you work from a soul level and you start doing this work, you start operating from the inside out, what you want, who you become, and you bring to life more of who you are, that's when your life will become more alive. And it begins today by you deciding that I no longer have to prove myself. And starting today, I prioritize myself and I start operating from the inside out. And if this has you sparked and you need a breakthrough and you want to start moving these things out of the way, the things that we talked about, living from the outside in, looking for validation, prioritizing other people, acting independent, but still not satisfied because it's out of ego. And you want to move it out of the way so that you can start embodying the feelings of independence and get on track in the direction of where you want to go in the second half of life. If this is you, email me at linda@lindaannbarber.com or DM me on social media. And to begin the conversation, just write the word sparked. And let's talk. Let's talk and see if I'm a good fit for you in breaking through these barriers. And if you're a good fit for what I have to offer, we'll talk about the process. We'll talk about the strategy. You'll start to unravel what it is of where you do want to go. And let me tell you something. If you say to yourself, geez, I don't even know where I want to go. I know I want to feel better. I know I want more. I know something is tugging at me and I'm meant for more. I just don't know where that is. That's the conversation that we're going to start having, is what that would look like for you. So email me today at linda@lindaannbarber.com or DM me on social media. All those links will be in the show notes. I hope this episode sparked you today, because I want you to recognize the power that you have to shift into the energy, into the feelings, the emotions that you desire. Have that greater inner independence is the recipe to all of those emotions that you crave more of. With that, I'll see you on the next episode. Much love, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I encourage you to share it. Share it with a friend who's in her second half of life. And if you're not already part of the community, hop over to our Facebook group, The Lab, the home of the Second Half Sisterhood. We'd love to have you, and we'd love to have your friends. I'll see you over there.